Civil War just one generation later. So in order to avoid the problem, at least avoid it temporarily, she became the queen. But as a compromise, you know, she's still a mother. As a compromise, so Hyrcanus became the Kohen Gadol. Poor Aristobulus, he was left with nothing. So what she did is she gave Aristobulus a few cities, fortified cities, you know, like a birthday present that should keep him quiet. And what happened was that he further fortified those cities, trained a militia and an army, and he just was waiting for his mother to die. Because then when his mother would die, he would have a military base from which to attempt to take over, to kill his brother, and to take over the country. Now, all of this sounds, you know, there's no soap opera in the world that could invent this. But this is actually what happened. This is what went on. And when she did die, as I mentioned, she died in the year 67. So then she was mourned by the entire populace, not only because of her greatness, which she was. She was a great and pious and righteous and smart and good person. But they mourned because they knew what was coming now. They knew there was a civil war coming, and that this civil war would not bode any good tidings for the people of Israel. Now, for the last few moments, I want to give you a little background, because the civil war is what is going to bring Rome into Eretz Israel. Rome is going to settle the civil war. So let's just talk a little about Rome now. The Roman system of government, this is still before the Caesars. The Caesars will come 50 years later, 45 years later. Rome had conquered North Africa, and it conquered Spain. It had conquered all of Italy. And Rome saw as its natural area of expansion the occupation of the Greek Empire, both the Northern Greek Empire and the Southern Greek Empire. And in a series of wars, Rome conquered Greece. From about the year 100 to about the year 80, before the Common Era, Rome nibbled away and conquered Greece. After Greece was conquered, so then Rome found itself on the continent of Asia, in Asia Minor, in Turkey. And there, the opponent was the Parthian Empire. The Parthian Empire is today what we call Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, all the way to India. And these were also fierce warriors, completely different culture than Rome. And Rome slowly subdued them, winning three battles, losing one, winning another three, losing one. But eventually the Roman eagle reached all the way to India. Then Rome was interested in taking over Egypt. Now the system in Rome was then that the leader was elected by the Roman Senate, and he was the tribune of the people. He was the leader of the people. Was a Roman general in Spain by the name of Pompey. And he, most of the leaders of Rome were generals, because that's how you became the leader. You brought your army into the Senate and said, now gentlemen, we're going to have a vote. Fair and square. Do you want me or not? And most of the time, the Senate found discretion to be the better part of valor, and elected the general to be the tribune of the people. And that's what Pompey did. Pompey was elected the dictator of the people. He was a ruthless man.